Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Debbie Menning of the Guthrie County Arts Council about their second annual Holiday Artist Showcase series happening every Saturday in November from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Art on State in Guthrie Center. This is part one of a two-part interview. The Guthrie County Arts Council is bringing back an event that was new last year called the Holiday Artist Showcase Series. So how do you feel to be bringing back this event for a second year?
Well, I think it's going to be great. Last year's event just exceeded all our expectations, and we're planning an even bigger and better event this year.
What are some new things or highlights you'd want to point out to start things off?
Okay, well, first the highlights. Obviously, we have featured artists every Saturday. We also have our Early Bird Membership Special, where if you pay your 2020 Arts Council dues, which are $35 annually, you receive 20% off your entire purchase. And we had lots of people take advantage of that last year, and I'm sure we will this year, too. We have wine tasting, chocolate and pastry sampling. We have refreshments. We also have the free desserts for anyone who has lunch at Cabbage Rose Restaurant across the street. The changes for this year are that we have 8 new artists joining us for the showcase, representing the communities of Perry, Manning, Stewart, Ames, Casey, Scranton, and Guthrie Center. And we have the pastry samples and sales from the Kringleman Danish Bakery in Elkhorn. Also, on the final Saturday, we have artist Pat Sleister, who will be teaching a wreath-making class, and I'll let Pat fill you in on those details a little bit later. We also have complimentary gift bags for Christmas presents, and we will even add some extra decorations on those for just $1.
So when does the event kick off, and what will be happening that weekend?
Okay, the event kicks off on the first Saturday of November, which is November 2nd, from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. And on the kickoff Saturday, we have Deanna Sheely from Guthrie Center back again from last year with her embroidered items and baby gifts. Lindsay Pasuti from Perry, the Purple Star Studio in Perry, will be joining us. This will be the first time for her. We're really excited because she has been, for many years, our Guthrie County Arts Council president and always been at our events as a worker, and this time she gets to be an artist. So she's a ceramic artist, and she'll be here on that first Saturday, along with Judy Zimmerlein from Adair. This is her second year. And she always has a make and take paper craft that is free for all ages. Last year we had lots of fun making Christmas cards with her, and she'll be doing something similar to that again this year. And finally, on the kickoff Saturday, we have live music by John Tesdall and friends, backed by popular demand.
And so what will be happening on the second Saturday of this series?
We have Carolyn Miller joining us for the first time. She's from Casey, and she has the beautiful hand-embroidered items. We'll have Jewels, the popular mother and daughter team from Panora. Mother Jen Hewitt is our new Guthrie County Arts Council president. And, of course, Jewels has their signature 60s vintage blocks and their painted signs. And we'll welcome back to Guthrie Center Nancy Michelson-Kite, who is from Auburn, Nebraska. She is a Guthrie Center High School grad and a retired art teacher. And she paints all sorts of things on wood. I'm sure people will remember her chairs and her stools. And she also does beautiful silk floral arrangements.
And then the third Saturday of the series is on November 16th. Who will be the artist featured then?
Annie Hall from Coon Rapids, with the delightful pet portraits and her other paintings, as well as her jewelry. She, by the way, won Best of Show at the Guthrie County Fair. We'll also have Deanna Diker from Manning. Deanna has often been at Art in the Village in Panora, but this is her first time at the showcase. She is also an art teacher, and her jewelry is very popular with our customers. We'll have Rosie's Daughter and Company from Stewart. They do the beautiful soaps. As one customer said, they look good enough to eat. And finally, Greg Lamont, a potter from Ames who teaches pottery classes at Iowa State University Memorial Union. A side note that the Harbinger restaurant in Des Moines uses his pottery for their serving pieces. So his pieces are both beautiful and functional.
And how did he get word of this event?
We had customers asking for pottery, and we sort of went looking for him. And he stopped by the store one day and brought some pieces, and we told him about the event, and he said, sounds like something I want to be involved in, so he will be here.
And then November 23rd, who will be featured then?
Renee Zanella, Guthrie Center. She is new to the area and did not waste any time getting involved. She's our newly elected Arts Council Secretary, and she also painted that beautiful backdrop for Guthrie Center's Halloween Festival that was used for family pictures. We'll also have newcomer the John 15 Vineyard from Scranton. We do have their jams and jellies, which are popular items here at Art on State, but they will also be bringing their grape pies, cookies, and other items. Back for year two is Shared Journey Jewelry, the Guthrie Center mother and daughter team of Rebecca Benton and Lydia Grizzle. Everyone loves their jewelry. And another newcomer, Connie Tews, Guthrie Center, with her decorative wooden storage boxes, wooden pumpkins, and other seasonal items.
This November has got five Saturdays, and the Guthrie County Arts Council is meeting the challenge of that, having a fifth Saturday for this series?
We certainly are. We're very excited to have Rebecca Scholl back again for year two. She's a painter from the Dexter area who is often featured at the Iowa State Fair. She did her speed painting demonstrations at Art in the Village this past summer, and it was just amazing, like all of her art. We'll also feature our new Danish pastries from the Kringleman Bakery in Elkhorn. We'll offer a special that day. Our Kringle is normally $12, but we'll have it 2 for $20. These freeze very well, so we encourage customers to stock up for the holidays and put two or more in your freezer for your guests. Main Street Guthrie Center will be here again. That will be Small Business Saturday with their poinsettia giveaway. And we'll have live music, guitar, and vocals by ACGC student Jake Thomas. Finally, Pat Sleister will be teaching a wreath class on Saturday, November 30th, and we will let Pat give you more details about that.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Debbie Menning of the Guthrie County Arts Council about their second annual Holiday Artist Showcase series happening every Saturday in November from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Art on State in Guthrie Center. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.